Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprint on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. So nice to have you with us after a long weekend. Lots of news on this April the 6th on the West Coast, or in the Eastern and Central time zones, April the 7th. There was an earthquake that struck some 60 miles northeast of Rome, and the latest reports are that 150 people have passed on and thousands more are left homeless. I'm going to presume that on the basis of the number of homes that probably were destroyed, that death toll will rise substantially. Even in 2009, it appears that a 6.3 earthquake can just cause tremendous devastation. And that's due to lower building standards and, a history of quakes. Don't want to dwell on the death issue. The G20 had their meeting on April the 2nd. We reported that last week on the show. And we're not getting anything near the truth about what's actually transpired there. There was quite a bit of posturing, demands made by many countries, including Russia and China, that the United States has to make the payouts that we've been discussing on this show now for close to 2 years, and these payouts are in the billions of dollars to other countries. Of course, where does the money come from? That should be the question everyone's asking. And there has been a fracturing of the relationship between Hungarian-born French president Nicolas Sarkozy making threats to Angela Merkel that if she blocks the payments, which she's aiding and abetting over here in the States, George H.W. Bush and Jr., as well as the Clintons, and now Obama, all obfuscating the funds, holding the funds back. The World Court has ordered them to make these payments, and reports are that they're bouncing back and forth between the Treasury and the Justice Department, even sitting in an airplane on a tarmac in Washington. It's amazing the amount of corruption. We've talked about it endlessly, and still it goes on. And the average person has no idea what's going on. I talked to someone this evening, actually a friend who's in the construction business, and he's out of work. There are no jobs. None of the people in the construction industry can find work. And they blame it on a depressed housing market. They, of course, don't understand the level of corruption that's created this. And we're talking about the theft of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Actually, the Federal Reserve has a debt. They are bankrupt. They're a foreign entity. They are not American. And I had this conversation with this construction worker, and his jaw dropped. I mean, I said, you better do your homework. The Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation and has been since 1913, close to 100 years. He had no idea. He had no idea what the Federal Reserve note is that it's a debt instrument. It's not money. It's a debt instrument. It's like taking out a loan and paying interest on it. So if you have a wallet or a purse full of Federal Reserve notes, you have a wallet or a purse full of debt instruments. Well, wait a minute, that's money. That's what I get paid for doing my job. You get paid debt instruments. And you're taxed to death to give that back. And it's made out of thin air. Figure that one out. It's an illusion. We've been talking for the past several months now about illusions and about spiritual warfare and about who we are. And that's what we're going to do tonight. In fact, I don't have a guest tonight, although I welcome calls from the listening audience. Anyone would like to join in on this conversation. Perhaps you may have a comment about this topic. Perhaps you may have a question. And if I can answer it, I will. And if I can't answer it, I will find the answer and deliver it to you on another show. It's amazing to me that people still are not waking up to what's going on. Now, it's starting to affect them, of course. They're in the panic stage now because they've lost their job or they've lost their home or both, and they have no money to buy food. Forget about sending their kids to school. Forget about getting health care. And the last thing you want to do is ask the government to provide health care for you. That is the last thing you want to do. Of course, there were millions clamoring for that. And with that is going to come the vaccines and probably some kind of an implanted chip so that you can be tracked in every way you can imagine and then some. And still, most people are just totally oblivious to what's going on. I've come to the conclusion, as well as many others, that I'm not going to try to convince you of anything. If you're going to make a decision about your future, you're going to have to take responsibility for that and do that on your own. Now, there are some out there, those that like to monitor this show, who are probably chuckling to themselves. But if you do that, you're going to figure out what's going on, and you're going to have to make some decisions, because I'll tell you, no one else is going to do it for you. They'll promise you that. Obama promised change. You're getting it. Let me tell you, we are in the throes of communism now in the United States of America. Whether you agree with that politically or not doesn't matter to me one iota, because it's exactly what's going on. You've got a usurper in office, and technically everything that's going on is totally illegal. There's no validity to any of it. They can create laws that you can only take 3 breaths a minute if they want. Let's see who enforces it. That's how ridiculous it's gotten. They're going to tell you what kind of toilet paper you have to have, when to go, and when to flush. And many are going to listen. Okay, we have to do that. Got to have a green planet. We have to fight global warming. I heard some of the most ridiculous things on talk radio today. I won't mention any names, but I heard someone who's touted to be a great researcher talk about chemtrails and made a statement that the U.S. Air Force says there is no such thing as chemtrails. Therefore, there's no validity to the argument. And this person said, so I'm not going to talk about it. And I asked this person, although this person's obviously not going to be listening, what the hell do you see in the sky during the day and at night being sprayed? If it's not chemtrails, what is it? Is it whipped cream? It's amazing. the things that people will say. We're lied to at every turn. Oh, all of a sudden, the Air Force is going to tell us the truth. Yeah, right. Ask the Air Force about 9/11. Ask them about that. Ask them where they were on 9/11. Were they busy writing the disclaimer about chemtrails? It never ceases to amaze me the ridiculous things that some people will say just to avoid taking a stance for acknowledging what is going on. It's even the scientists, the experts, the researchers are in denial about what they're seeing. Now, there are reports around the world, thousands of reports a day of people seeing flying saucers in formations in great numbers, increasingly every day. Now, what do you suppose that is? Is that a hologram? Are we being shown a movie in the sky? Of course, flying saucers don't exist. Aliens don't exist. We're the only intelligent beings in the universe, and yet this country is falling apart, and this world is falling apart. And really, if you look at that, do you think God is that inept to create this species here on this planet alone? He really messed up when he did that. I don't know what to say, really. I don't. But I've resolved that I'm not going to try to convince anyone. I'm going to present ideas. I'm going to present research, facts that I've discovered. And if you have difficulty grasping it, then I suggest you do some research. I'm not even going to respond to these emails that after I write a piece that took me 3 months or a year to research, I've got somebody asking me a silly question, like, how do you know this is true? Or the books say this. How do I know this is true? My history books said this in school. How many times have we said you've been lied to, and you're being lied to now? But I guess it's okay. I'm not passing judgment. If you want to believe the lies, then go ahead and believe them. That's your prerogative to do that. That's your choice. And ultimately, everyone will have to pay for the choices that they make, for the responsibilities that they took and the ones that they didn't take, for everything. Nonstop, I hear people listening to research, not just from me, and really this isn't about me. This is about the truth. It's about a message that's coming through from a variety of sources. And ultimately, the message is coming from the same place. The truth is unchangeable. It is what it is. I get people recommending articles that came out 10 and 15 and 20 years ago that have been debunked as mind control, disinformation, put out by the intelligence agencies, put out by the Defense Department, put out by these think tank organizations that plot things like 9/11, like the Project for a New American Century. And I hear people regurgitating other people's excellent research as if they discovered these things on their own. And in many cases, I hear talk show hosts knowing more than the so-called expert on the show. It's so blatantly obvious that there are people that are sent out to infiltrate any movement, any truth movement, to disrupt it, to steer it off course, to cause dissension between people that are aligned to the same cause or the same purpose. And this happens in the Patriot movement. It happens in the religious community. I mean, that's been going on for thousands of years. It happens in business. Currently, it's happening in banking. It's happening in the media. Still, you're not hearing a lick of the truth. The Weather Channel now is reporting earthquakes. I guess earthquakes are part of the weather. Can't get the weather right. Can't tell us what they're spraying in the skies, but they can sure tell us all about an earthquake. They're experts on that. What they probably don't tell you is that on the heels of the G20 meeting, somebody fired up HAARP or Tesla's earthquake machine. Probably because somebody spoke out and said they're not going to stand for the corruption anymore. There is a rash of scientists dying, scientists that worked on biological warfare projects. There's a rash of psychologists dying now. The guys that programmed we call them monarchs, they're the stooges in wait to go out and commit all kinds of acts against innocent people. There's a flurry of shootings. I understand there have been 4 or 5 shootings in the last few days in the western part of the state of Washington. What's going on in the state of Washington that people are now murdering their families or going into buildings and shooting people they don't even know? These people are programmed. It's obvious what's going on because they're trying to take your guns away. I don't subscribe to violence. There are people that own guns. They feel that the gun is not just a constitutional protection, but also the criminals have guns. Why shouldn't people be able to defend themselves from the criminals? Well, that's a touchy subject, because if that were the case, if we could defend ourselves from criminals, then we could defend ourselves from the Congress and the Senate and those sitting in the White House and their cronies in the banks and the insurance companies, and the oil companies, and the pharmaceutical companies, and all the federal agencies that have become utterly corrupt from top to bottom, in and out, through and through. Telling you, for your protection, they have to take vitamins off the market, although the pharmaceutical companies could sell those for years and years and years. Or they have to take holistic products off the market for your safety, while they spray the skies with poisons, while they poison your drinking water and poison the so-called medicines and the vaccines they give you under the guise of preventing and curing disease. It's astounding, the amount of corruption. And for some reason, it doesn't connect with people. Some people just don't get it. It's time for me to stop fretting about that. It really is, because this really goes way beyond that. It's not even just an issue of what they're doing in the physical world, because it's really all smoke and mirrors. It's all illusion. It's all based on a fiat usury financial system. The money they create is created out of thin air. The profits they're making in the stock markets are created out of thin air. The money they make selling you gold certificates or silver certificates or any kind of certificate is they're finding ways to convert that into assets. And you don't even have a copy of the paperwork, and you probably wouldn't even get it if you asked for it. Certainly, if you own gold on paper, you're never going to see it. This country is, and let's talk about the Federal Reserve, which I was talking about. The Federal Reserve is bankrupt to the tune of $1.5 quadrillion at least. More likely, it's in the neighborhood of $2.5 quadrillion. What does it matter? A quadrillion here, a quadrillion there, several trillion? Doesn't matter. It's all created out of thin air. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us in a situation where we have to recognize what's really going on. You see, this is a spiritual battle that's going on. It's actually an attempt to just take complete power over your soul, either destroy your soul or to put it into some kind of bondage for eternity. And you're going to be given a choice. Actually, you're being given those choices right now. But I'm speaking about God. I'm speaking about the Creator. Your choice is going to involve doing what's right or doing what's wrong. You're either going to side with God or you're going to be against God. And you'll suffer the consequences. And it won't even have to be a matter of being judged. That's the game that's played down here, is the judgment game. You simply will either be elevated to a level of consciousness that will allow you to go on, or you'll get something else. You'll get exactly what you've created, either by doing the wrong thing or by doing nothing. Such is the state of spiritual warfare these days. How do I know this? Well, I've had the opportunity recently, and I've alluded to this on several shows, that the solution is really quite simple for anybody that's awake and anybody that's seriously looking for answers. How does one overcome the tyranny that has enveloped this planet? For over 450,000 years. How does one overcome that? It's always been the same problem, too. It's that everyone who has been here has decided to follow the path of the material. Yet there are people that acknowledge that there is a spiritual aspect to life. Certainly there's a spiritual essence in all things. How does that relate to us? Well, if you believe you're going somewhere when you die, I would propose the question, in what form are you going there? What form are you in reality? If this is all an illusion here, if this is all a result of creative thinking and imagination, where does reality start? On what foundation does reality start? On what foundation does it begin? You've all heard a musical performance. You've heard the one that doesn't have feeling in it, doesn't have very good technique. Those of you that listen at all to music, and I mean really listen and understand and discern what's going on, there's a certain quality to music when it's well written, well performed, well produced. It's pleasing to listen to. And for a number of reasons, not just because you may want to dance to it, but just to listen to it. Yet most people, if it's not taking place through a disc jockey, a karaoke bar, or on a TV show, they're not interested. There's no respect for the people that master music. Nope. The respect is for those that present you with illusions. And we're expected to accept this as what is being offered, and that's it. That's the only possibility. You see, that is exactly the situation with the world's condition right now. Is you're accepting what's been presented to you as if that's the only possibility. Or as if those are the only possibilities. When we have an election, people say, well, you know, I picked the best of two horrible candidates. Or I picked the lesser of two evils. If they're both evil, why vote for them? Well, you got to vote for somebody. You don't have to. Or you can write in another candidate. Not that it's even going to be counted, because the system is corrupt. You got to remember that. Get over the illusion that when you vote, that your vote actually counts, because it doesn't. The very first states that had caucuses in the primary elections in 2008 had glaring examples of voter corruption. What was done about it? Absolutely nothing. Why not? Because the people in charge are corrupt. It's not too hard to figure it. Well, then it's all corrupt. What can we do? Well, we can't do anything, so let's just sit here and die. But then you're going to have to go back eventually and look at your life and determine what you did right and what you did wrong, and you're going to have to correct your mistakes. You'll come to that conclusion on your own. Or you can stay at the vibratory level you were at when you exited this place. You can stay there eternally. That's a choice you have too. You'll just go through the same thing again as you're going through now. I encourage anybody out there that has the gumption to call and to either challenge what I'm saying or comment or even ask a question, call into the show. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. Now, this is spiritual warfare, as I said a few moments ago. And what does that mean? Well, I guess it can mean whatever you want it to mean. It's going to be dependent upon your understanding of spirit and your understanding of the physical, your understanding of illusions. Because illusions seem very real to a lot of people. And listening to what is being said and comparing that to what one knows is not being said, it's quite obvious that the illusions are all based on lies. I've often asked the question, how much power or how much money do these people need to create? How much of a chasm between their bank account and ours must there be for them to be satisfied? I guess ultimately they prefer that you don't have a bank account. And then what would it matter anyway? The banks are corrupt. But somehow that's a measure of success. We got a call, Ron from Pennsylvania. Welcome to Evident Footprints. How are you, my friend?
Okay, pretty good, Don. You have my condolences for your father, because I lost my father Easter Sunday 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
in his particular situation, the hospital probably did more to contribute to his demise than the actual minor affliction that he had when he entered the hospital. But that's too long of a story.
That's so often the case. What's on your mind, Ron?
That is true. I saw that with both my mother and father firsthand. Two things I want to touch on a little bit here. One, I'll get to this second. The people that don't believe the chemtrail situation, I have a scientific paper in front of me that says, yeah, they're putting them up there. And I'll read the scientific text in a moment. But it's very easy. This G20 summit, I'm glad it's a G20 instead of a G8, because two or more people can't agree on anything. So the more they have, maybe they'll start a big fist fight and kill each other up there. And one will get mad than the other after this keeps going on and nothing gets done, that somebody will just give them an ultimatum. Like maybe the Russian mob will say, hey, straighten it out or you're not going to exist anymore. Now, the wiping figures off the books, if they're on the books, that's where they are. They don't exist. Interest does not exist. It is something that's imaginary. So you rip the pages up and throw them into the fire, go get your tangible printed gold coins and money, and that's all there is in the world. So forget all the debts. They aren't alive. It's a future blackmail and extortion scheme that's going to perpetuate forever. If you wipe it off the books, a day of reckoning, no more. Gone. Very simple. Now, the people that don't know the difference between contrails and chemtrails, I guess we'll have to tell them. Contrail is simply the condensation of the exhaust from a jet. Doesn't happen in a prop plane. And as it trails, it's white smoke type of looking particles, they start to disappear as they spend a few minutes in the atmosphere, and they start to disappear toward the source, which is the plane. Chemtrails have been analyzed here in Pennsylvania. There was a program, the Power Hour, Joyce Riley, Nurse Joyce Riley, they had them analyzed in some lab here somewhere, and they're a mixture of at least six different substances. This is back a few years ago. Metallics, elements, I think it was barium, titanium, aluminum, red blood cells. Now, don't ask me what that's doing up there, and something else.
Yeah, that's desiccated blood. Yeah.
Pardon me?
That's desiccated blood, dried blood.
Right. Now, that's really juicy to be up there coming down all over the atmosphere. I've seen them making checkerboards, Roman numerals, and patterns in the sky, and it's not a contrail. Now, I have a paper right here in front of me I just punched out a day or two ago. It's the Unilateral Geoengineering Non-Technical Briefing Notes for a Workshop at the Council of Foreign Relations, Washington, D.C., May 5th, 2008. And it is headed by their person from Carnegie Mellon, Stanford University, and the University of Maryland. Now, I'll just read a couple of sentences. All of these geoengineering strategies involve great uncertainty and carry significant risks. They may not work as expected, imposing large unintended consequences on the climate. That's great. If it doesn't work, kill some people. It doesn't matter. Then, yet, despite uncertain and very negative potential consequences, geoengineering might be needed to avert or reverse some dramatic change in the climate system, such as several meters of sea level rise, which was bogus. They just blew that out of the water, so to speak, the other day. That could impose disaster on hundreds of millions of people. Well, don't ask Al Gore about it. He's not the guy to really give you a good answer. Now, the next paragraph, and it continues this and that, is highly likely to impose cost on other countries and run risks with the entire planet's climate system. Now, if I can interject for a moment, I've seen studies in 20-year levels of NASA satellite taking thermal pictures of the Earth in rotation. And any astronomer and scientist will tell you that there is no such thing as a permanent global warming. This is cyclical. In fact, guys have worked out a math formula, which is far beyond my comprehension, to show the sunspot cycles, the flares, the 11-year cycles, the wobble of the Earth, the elliptical orbit of the planets, all in synchronicity, and they can tell you when this stuff is going to happen. I mean, the software will allow them to do that. Now, on page 3 of this study, in this paper, there's something interesting. This should shore it up that, yes, they are doing this. It's among all geoengineering schemes, those currently considered most feasible involve increasing the planetary albedo, that is, reflecting more sunlight back into space before it can be absorbed. There are a number of different methods that could be used to increase the planet's reflectivity. Now, subsection 1, very important. Add more small reflecting particles in the upper part of the atmosphere. If they're adding more, that means they are already putting some up there, correct?
Yeah, of course.
They have been spraying this for years now. See, there's some kind of a deal where they feel the Earth is warming up. Al Gore, the expert, stated this, global warming, all that, and now they have to do this to reflect light back into or back toward the sun so we don't, become crispy critters down here. Well, these people are taking it upon themselves to superimpose their own treatments on the Earth for a perceived problem of which none of them are qualified to even assess, let alone determine an answer for.
Yeah. In May of 2006, a family in Iowa woke up to their whole house and their car being covered with the webs from chemtrails. They took a sample, had it analyzed. It had tuberculosis, anthrax, nanopolymers, many of the substances that you mentioned, and, of course, desiccated blood. Now, tell me what property dry blood has in diverting sunlight. I mean, it's hogwash.
That's right.
That they use this excuse. Now keep in mind that the Air Force says that this is not going on. So if the skies aren't being sprayed, then why are they telling us why they're being sprayed? You see, right there is the lie. The Air Force is saying it's not being sprayed, yet they're telling us why they're spraying.
As soon as they make one statement to even hint that they know that they are up there doing this, you can win suits against the federal government and the Air Force. There's a woman that sued the Army, and she won some years ago. I can't remember the text of the case. They dare not say what they're doing. Now, I checked in the hospital when my father was in a couple of years ago. I had asked several people, each of the rooms of the cubicles, they have a red hazmat wastebasket. And in the hospital that my father was in, they were very, very clean and meticulous about things. Some of them, my basement is cleaner than some of those hell holes in some of these hospitals, believe it or not. And I says, what do you do with, when you examine the patients, your latex gloves and the hazmat stuff in there? And they told me that they have a special carrier that the truck only hauls that and nothing else, and it goes to a special landfill somewhere out of state for disposal in one place. They said that stuff's not allowed to be burned, buried. It's not allowed to be chemically treated or anything. No, it's ground up and it's sprayed from airplanes. That's where that stuff has to be gone. So that amount of crap to be spent from the plane, there has to be sufficient volume. And they have to be getting it from the hazmat people to pick that stuff up and deposit it somewhere, and then it's picked up and put in the planes. It has to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
now, this is going on all over the world, okay? So
right.
You know the UN is behind this.
Pardon me?
I was saying this is going on all over the world, so one can easily deduce that the United Nations is behind this.
I believe that. They're the ones that can sucker money out of people, and hey, they have benefactors that contribute to these foundations. Rothschilds have tons of foundations for their foundation and foundation and foundation, and that's where the money comes to pay these guys to do all this stuff. You know, for these guys to go pick up this garbage and spray it, and to do hundreds of nefarious other things. It takes money to pay people, and you got to buy the parts, pay for the fuel, and so forth, and that's where the money comes from, these foundations. They don't tell you what they do. They disguise it as something nice-sounding, but it's not.
I heard something today. This is really not changing the subject, because it's the same kind of garbage that they spew on the media. Nancy Pelosi, or maybe it was Hillary Clinton, made the statement that American people are just as responsible for the drug problem that we have in the U.S. because they buy the drugs. Now, you and I both know who is the biggest drug dealer in the world. And I'm talking about illegal drugs.
Federal government.
Federal government. What agency primarily do they deal deals with drugs?
Well, I know the CIA and some guys been flying that stuff in for years. I could tell
That's
you
right.
where the equipment's at down in Texas and everything.
That's right. Okay. So they put this out. They make a statement like that, making people feel responsible, just like they're doing with the mortgage industry and the skimming of trillions of dollars through the derivatives and the hedge funds. They blame it on people who they say can't pay for their monthly mortgage payments, even though there are people who have never been late, who have been foreclosed upon, mm-hmm. and are living in tents now.
Well,
so it's lie after lie after lie. That's basically the point I was making tonight.
These people are pathological liars. The public is going to have to understand there is not one grain of morality in a lot of these so-called leaders. These leaders are malevolent, and possibly with a lot of them, every evil thing that you can think of, or every negative connotation applies to them. And they just do not have the advanced mental capability to affect positive connotations through behavior modification on a positive sense to get a people like us to, or the general public, to want to do something to affect a change. They want to do it through avarice, robbery, fraud, cunning, murder, stealth. Every negative thing on this planet these people want to employ. Now, there's a reason for that, I think. It's just my theory. One is they're inherently evil. The evil spirit is in them, and unless it's driven out of them or the host is killed, the parasite, you know, can't function anymore.
Yeah, you're saying they're possessed, well, in other words.
Pardon me?
You're saying they're possessed.
Oh, yeah, they're possessed, and I'll lead up to a scientific possibility of an explanation is to prove that. The good spirit can come in. There's good and bad, left and right, up and down, black and white, you name it. There's always opposites, polarity, north pole, south pole, east, west, and so on. Good and bad spirits the same way. Exorcism is very real. It is practiced still in the Catholic Church, but it's kind of hush-hush. They don't say that much about it. And the movies, The Exorcist, was based upon fact. And I have seen people in the beginnings of that kind of thing as far as possession goes. You don't want to see that. That is a bad situation. Now, the Catholics, as faulty as that religious belief system is, they do have their good priest. I'm not going to condemn all of them, you know, just for the acts of a bunch. You know, that wouldn't be right. But they very, very much believe in that. And there's books out there, there's some people that have seen it, and they swear by it. Now, when a person is laying on a table, and this has come to light lately a number of times, and that person expires, passes away, and their last lungs full of breath departs their body. On sensitive scales, it has been noted dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of times, that there is a decrease in the weight of the body beyond that which is the weight of the air in the lungs. And it just suddenly goes. They feel this is the soul or mm-hmm. the spirit leaving the body. Even the most hardened doctors have taken a look at that a number of times, and they're scratching their heads, and now they're starting to lean toward the possibility, they say, well, maybe there is a God, maybe there is a soul. Now, scientific investigation and fact-finding is what brings things to understanding. Now, if that isn't proof positive, or almost proof positive, I don't know what would be, unless a spirit comes crashing through your walls and introduces himself to you. But what leaves the body cannot be explained. I think it's the spirit or the soul. And that's been numerous times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. In fact, you may have heard me, if I can interrupt for a second here, Ron, you may have heard me last week talk about, you know, the space I was in related to my father's condition and ultimately his passing. And I had really, really been focused in the heart center. And it's not as though I'm never focused in the heart center, but when you start analyzing all the things that are going on, you step outside for a moment to discern. And of course, true discernment always takes place in the heart. But when I'm studying these things and I'm looking at them and I'm listening to all the different points of view, I come to the conclusion that if what I experienced on a spiritual level is real, and to me that was very real, then everything else is an illusion. It really is. These, you know, the conditions here on this planet and everything that's going on, all this crap that the government's doing and all the corporations and, you know, everything we've talked about and more is all just an illusion. Okay? So, whether or not there is more weight to the body or less weight to the body when the spirit is either in the body or when it leaves the body, it doesn't change what I just said. that the physical is a result of creation of an experience, you know, deciding right. What your experience is going to be and then manifesting that. And there are so many who are creating or just reacting. They're not even creating. They're just reacting to what others create for them. And that is the problem, is that they've created an illusion and everyone else has bought it as being real. Do you agree with that? Or
yes, I do, because people are too materialistically minded, and they're lulled into this. They're lulled into this by the very people that have to benefit by this, the malevolent, evil people that we speak of so much in these programs and that. They are the ones that are taking you away from the good spirits.
Yeah.
Distractions, smoke screens, mirrors. Possessions, houses, you know, all these things. Now, people can't forage on all fours out in the lawn and live in caves and stuff like that. You know, progress is something that comes along with technology. And there's nothing wrong with creating a shelter. They've had them tens of thousands of years ago. But there came a point where it became more and more and more. And I guess today, a lot of the stuff that I see and we see just the devil's playground. And there is a devil and there is real evil out there. And I hope nobody ever finds it, but if you find it, you'll know it. And it is a struggle between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people like the chemtrail sprayers and thousands of other endeavors out there that are just the work of evil people.
Yeah. One of our listeners reminded me of a... Actually, there have been a series of articles on chemtrails in the paper I write for, the Idaho Observer, this past December. The paper comes out monthly. So the December of 2008 issue had some really good stuff in there. By a couple of different writers. One, Ingrid Castle, the publisher and editor of the paper, or I should say co-publisher with Don Harkins. And there's been quite a bit of research, not just on a website, Carnicom.com, Cliff Carnicom's site. Cliff has analyzed the chemtrails much in the manner of the description you gave us, Ron, in terms of the contents of the chemtrails, and the effects on the body and the mind, and also the issue of Morgellons disease and the fact that it's been, let's say, ignored or met with consternation from the Center for Disease Control until very recently. They said, oh, this seems like it's serious. We're going to have to look into that. And there have been some scientists at the University of Oklahoma for the past 3 years or so who have been doing a lot of research, mostly on grants, to come up with an understanding of what is creating that disease, where people have fibers growing in their bloodstream. And
fibers actually seem alive or animated.
Yes, they are. In fact, Michael Anthony, who's been on this show quite a bit, had a nurse in Michigan who had informed him that she saw fly larvae in her bloodstream, and they know it's a fly that is found both in Africa and South America. And these flies have been seen also. They look very much like ash flies, but it's a different species, and it will actually, let's say, inhabit the area of your lawn. You can see these on the lawn on a dry, hot day in the summertime after chemtrail spraying. And, of course, you can wash this with a detergent solution mixed with ammonia, and it should kill them. But people are breathing this in. Think about that. You breathe that in.
Going into the lungs and into the blood.
Yeah, and then it starts growing. Now, there are ways to counteract that, but you've got to be in shape, and you've got to be taking care of your immune system. That's where the FDA wants to stop holistic methods, you see, because they don't make a drug, a pharmaceutical drug, that will prevent this. And so, or to keep up your immune system. I don't care what they say. They're not making anything like that. Drugs or toxins. They put petrochemicals in all drugs, and as a result, you're going to be sick just from that alone, not to mention the other things that they put in there.
Well, so, when you go to the hospital for some affliction, the hospital treats them. The hospital will not cure them, and they will never tell you that they will. The treatments, by and large, in a lot of cases, are experimental. And I know when my father had the problems, I was got very hostile. In fact, a little bit afraid of me when I came in a hospital down here, because I had a little bit more of a handle what was going on than they thought I did. And in the case with my mother, after she was cut, burned, and poisoned from cancer, and she came home and there's nothing else they could do, she incurred a tumor. And the tumor grew to the size of a softball, not a baseball. Well, they knew that was there. So a few months later, she went back into the hospital and they x-rayed her again. The tumor shrunk to the size of a golf ball. And a doctor came out and he said, he told me what was going on and the tumor was shrinking, but she was still sick and so forth. I says, well, I can tell you why that happened. He said, why? I says, because I was treating her with vitamins and an herbal tea, but I didn't tell him what the herb was. The herbal concentrate can be purchased here locally, but I have the formula for making it. So in the space of a couple of months, I shrank her tumor probably down 75%. Now, my mother never told us that she felt that she was sick, and she told the neighbor lady across the alley, because they used to talk over the fence like a lot of women do, she thought she might have cancer, she's getting sick, and it was about a year and a half to 2 years later where she started to get to the point where she had to go to the hospital. Now, had I intervened earlier and she had said something, she might be here today. But she was one who left her whole self, her whole faith, just let the doctors do what they wanted. They know the best and all this kind of thing. And she just was more or less underwent the conventional treatments and passed away eventually from the cancer. So there was no intervention holistically, which there should have been earlier on, and as I said, she might have been here today. But as important as what you do eat, it's more important what you don't consume. Now, my water here in our city, they lied to us and said they only put hydrofluorosilicic acid in. They don't put sodium fluoride, but the papers revealed later that they do put the fluoride in. And they also put zinc orthophosphate, which lines the pipes, to keep the lead from leaching from the joints of the old pipes in the ground. Well, all the lead pipes were here for 100 years. People drank from them, never had any problem. And there's more lead out of a new Delta faucet from the home center than there is in the lead pipes that comes into your water. But we have a historic spring down the road a couple of miles from me. It's a historic site. I load up on water down there, and I run it through a purifier, so I don't consume city water. And I know it was playing havoc with me for a while, so I just quit it completely, cook with it and everything. Mm-hmm. Water is probably one of your most important things that you need. First thing is you need good water.
You know, they lie about water and the fluoride in the water, just like they do about the fluoride in the toothpaste. They say that they put that in there, which is a total lie, to prevent tooth decay. Now, there are plenty of people walking around drinking tap water that have horrible teeth.
Yeah.
And have had for years. Now, the lead issue, they're concerned about lead because it's poisonous, and yet they sell aspartame as artificial sweetener, rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, well, I guess it's like any other thing that you bring to the public's attention. You can tell them and scream at them until you're blue in the face. They're not going to listen. And the people that usually take aspartame in its under its various brand names are not losing weight. I can tell you that. Those people aren't losing weight, and I'm not making fun of people that need to lose weight, but the ones that are supposedly on diet drinks and diet foods are the ones that would do better to get off that stuff totally and eat holistic foods, eat organic foods. Stop drinking tap water. Stop taking pharmaceutical drugs. But nope, they've got to rely on the experts, and the experts certainly know that where they're lying. And cancer cures is one area. We know since the 1930s there have been cures for cancer. Go ahead.
See, when the diet foods come out and the light foods, the various soups that were out, this light menu, light this, light that, light on and on and on. Somebody started that, and the food manufacturers went full bore with that because that was selling like mad. They started an advertising campaign, and it caught on like a prairie fire. And the food manufacturers who are processing that poison did make it lighter, but the stuff's about enough to make you vomit. So they didn't want to lose any money, and the sales went to the moon, so they still have that garbage out there. But that's the only reason the food manufacturers went at it full bore, is because of the money angle. There was no validity to back that up whatsoever. In fact, they get on this less fat, zero fat, and you eat some of those foods with no fat, I wouldn't feed them to a dog. Now, your heart needs fat. You have to have it in your body. Fat is fuel for the heart. If you don't consume any fat whatsoever, you've got a problem. You're not going to be around that much longer because you've got to have some fat to keep going. And the primitive tribes of the world get their fat, too. They get them from insects. They get them from other places. Their needs are satisfied. There's one tribe over in Africa, I can't remember who they are, they consume a diet that is so high in cholesterol that it would kill us. But they run and walk 25 miles a day, every day. That's just part of their culture. They hunt and they so forth. They're burning it off. They have learned what to do with what they eat. Over here, we have not learned what to do with the poison that we eat and the garbage we consume. And you know, people just can't lose their gut and their weight. That's why. The processed food is just like eating a brick. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, everything has been directed to entertain people, which creates a sedentary being. And so you have people sitting on their couch, eating and being entertained, or going to public places and being entertained.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You know, professional sports is one example. Music concerts. And I'm not against those things, other than the fact that people are not paying attention to the other things that are going on in the world. And those things have really been created and engineered to be mind control vehicles. They have nothing to do with what's important in terms of your existence. Because I can tell you, when you're looking for a meal, you're not going to care a damn about what the baseball score is, or the basketball score, or the football score, or the hockey score. On and on. Your main concern is going to be to get food. And then it should be, what kind of food am I getting? You see? And now, while people have a choice, they're making the worst possible choices. What do you expect them to do when it comes down to having limited choices?
Well, when they have limited choice, they're going to be hurting psychologically. Most people eat for comfort and for emotional reasons, to feel good.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily eat what may be good for them, although in a lot of cases they do. But comfort foods, you've heard of that term. People eat what they emotionally look at. That's why the menus are printed so graphically to make it look so pretty. And that stuff could be, some of the worst stuff on the planet to eat. What I have been doing here is, I mentioned this to Dr. K a couple of days ago when he was on another program, that I have been focusing composition in a certain paper was here for some of our younger people. I've noticed that nobody really takes much of an interest in our 18, 19, 20, 22-year-old groups of people, people that are embarking from high school and going into college or have a whole lot of years ahead of them, hopefully, if they don't eat too much of the bad food, that is. So I have been composing what I feel is the crux of the history and the origin of these problems we're facing now, and I have been distributing them to some people who have an interest in it. And I'm going to keep focusing that way because they are the people that might straighten all this out or just for their own enrichment. They got the next 60, 70 years ahead of them, and maybe they can reverse things around. Like Dr. Ron Paul from Texas, the congressman down there, he had a tremendous reaction with the younger people. There's a lot more younger people interested in these things now than you would think, and I'm finding that out when I'm talking to them. So I have kind of a unique approach to some things here, and it seems to be working out, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Yeah, speaking of Ron Paul, I heard now that the authorities in the state of Missouri have suddenly reversed their proclamation to arrest people with Ron Paul bumper stickers.
Yeah, so, well, how that came to be was him, Ron Paul, Barr and Chuck Baldwin demanded an apology, and one or all of them threatened to prosecute him for that for slander. So when they took a look at that, they made a reversal real fast on that one and ordered those papers to no longer be distributed. And here somebody did some checking and looked at the composition. When I looked at the words on, I had the 8-page printout, I got a hold of it. And I looked at it, and the words sounded, it had a certain format to it. Well, somebody figured out what it was. The ADL composed that.
Yeah.
That MIAC thing at Missouri Intelligence, whatever it was. Well, that got blown out of the water, so they stopped that real quick. But had somebody not got on them and threatened them and found this out, that has still been going on.
Well, we ought to make up some more bumper stickers, huh?
Oh, yeah. I plastered them all over the place. Yeah, that's the trouble with that kind of thing. See, the ADL is running scared because I think the Jews are on their way out, and it makes sense to me why. These people, which are amongst the most evil on the planet, these Talmudic Zionistic people that have no idea what they're talking about, Talmudism is actually a gutter religion. It's based upon nothing. It's based upon fear, fraud, deceit. I've read thousands of pages of that stuff. It's unreal. The only way those people can survive is by promoting and fostering wars and strife and woe. Now, when they run out of countries to conquer, what are they going to do next? They aren't going to be around. That's how they make their money. So no more wars, no more money. Maybe they'll implode.
Well, let's hope so.
One can only hope.
Yeah. Well, Ron, we're out of time. I want to thank you for calling in. It was an interesting call. And if you have a chance, email me that stuff you're writing out for the kids. I'd like to take a look at that.
Okay, I'm going to try to compose this and do that. I'm not too swift on a computer, but I'll just take some crash courses here, and I will forward you some things here, and you'll be interested, I believe.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
See you later.
Got to say goodnight. Okay. Folks,
you
have been listening to Evident Footprint on BBSRadio.com. I encourage you, if you want to keep up with what's going on in the world financial community, go to my website, DirectLightProductions.com, click on News, and there's a series of articles that I've posted There are the insider reports from International Currency Review publisher, editor, Christopher Story. I'm not saying that everything in there is true. There is some speculation. Even Christopher will tell you that. But a lot of it has been panning out. You're not hearing what the G20 meetings were about on the mainstream. It would behoove you, especially if you have a lot of money in the bank or if you have money in the stock markets, you're going to want to look at this and discern what's going on for yourself. I'm not going to interpret it for you. If you want a source, you can also go to Christopher's website at worldreports.org. And it may be wise also, if you're in the financial community or if you're dependent upon sales, for instance, if you're in the real estate market, to read what he's talking about there and make your own conclusions from that information. But it has been pretty accurate. And I've been following what others and others have been reporting in relation to some of my own research. And I'm finding that much of what I've been reporting for the last couple of years has been very accurate. Now, there's tons and tons and tons of information to support all of this stuff. You're not going to see it all in one article. One could easily write books, a number of books describing the level of corruption. But let's take to heart that this is illusion. They've got you thinking that you have to follow their system to survive, and that's not the case. I've often asked the proverbial question or the rhetorical question, if you take all the money off the table, what's the difference between us and them? And there is no difference. There really isn't. Except that they are evil, and they know it, and they're intent on being that. And you can choose to be whatever you desire to be. I'm not telling you which path to follow. You're going to have to make that decision on your own. And it requires responsibility. You've got to be willing to take responsibility for your own life. When you're hungry and nobody's coming up to you with food, how are you going to eat? That is the point where you will absolutely have to take responsibility. And until you get to that point, there are a number of things that you can do so that you don't have to be hungry. And I would say, first things first, take a crash course in what's going on in the world. There's a lot of information on the internet. There's a lot of disinformation on the internet, okay? I can tell you, if you go to my website, again, click on the links page. There are a lot of good sources for truth. And always use your discernment. That is found in the heart, not in the mind. You can sense when something is true and when it's real, and just as easily you can sense when it isn't. You have that responsibility, if to no one else, to yourself. So I leave that with you. I've got some great guests lined up for this week, and I encourage you to tune in again. In the meantime, special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Also, I'd like to thank Ron from Pennsylvania for calling in, sharing a lot of information with us. In the meantime, I wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.